All right, good morning, everyone. We are live, and I'm flying solo for a little bit because Billy, I don't know, it's at Delaware time, I guess, and the professor has his he gets a pass with he's got baby duty, so we can give him the we can give him a pass for that. But he will be jumping in as soon as he gets relieved. His shift ended, but his relief is running a little late. We'll get that we'll get him jumped in here. I got a ton of things to talk about, tons and tons of stuff. We'll see. I'll get to it all. And I got some shout outs, some all kinds of stuff. It's week three, this week. The Giants, we'll get into that. Aaron Judge, I got to touch base with Aaron Judge. I know, we're all about football here, and but we do have to kind of cover some of that other stuff for the other when something big happens. You know what I mean? Something big happens. I mean, it is. It's Aaron Judge. We got to touch base with that. And yes, I'm trying to get this out to all the folks in and everywhere, so people can check it out. We've been off a little bit just because of other stuff. And yes, I got having to deal with a hurricane and what crazy. So yes, officially, what is going on with my computer here? I'm just trying to, every time I hit something, it's going, hello. It's some technical difficulties. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. But yeah, I had to deal with the hurricane. Unfortunately, yes, the hurricane did hit right where I live. Yeah, no, everybody's safe. That's the important thing, and look, no GoFundMe page or anything. I appreciate that stuff, but if you're thinking about donating or doing something, look, I hate to talk bad, but the Red Cross, for every dollar you send them, like 30 cents is helping folks. But listen, go find a high school in Southwest Florida, and throw some money at their athletic departments, because especially me, poor Charlotte, I got ties there where I've been helping out football wise. So if you're thinking about it, just hey, reach out, because look, hopefully they can get a season going again with everything devastated down there. It's just tough. It was tough. Yeah, I drove through it. So I know I drove down there, had to get my brother to the VA in Tampa of all places at times. So we drove through it and got down there, and then I had to go down to check out my place, and really nothing left. But hey, everyone's safe. And that was the most important thing. Everything else can be replaced. But hey, big shout out, hey, Phil and Jim's, thanks for the shirt, guys. I appreciate it. One of the just move the camera here a little bit, get some Phil and Jim's on the on there. What's up, Sammy? How you doing, buddy? We'll get to some Washington talk in a bit. Let me just ramble on a little bit about this hurricane and you know, the aftermath is really devastating down there, real tough. So we'll get to, I just want to jump out, say that, get with it. And look, let's get on to some sports. That's, you know, the main thing, get to it, you know. And of course, I want to start with, I want to start with the Giants because, hey, I'm fine solo. I can do what I want. And, you know, hey, it's my show. I do what I want anyway. You know, let's go Giants. I think and all the Giant fans out there will agree with this. I think when you put the schedule out and you went through it, I think you thought the Giants at best would be 1-2. Come on, really? Did you think they were going to beat Tennessee? I mean, come on now. No. Carolina, I thought, you know, hey, this is a game, and I'm going to steal this. Carl Banks really made a good analogy, and I'm going to screw it up. But, you know, hey, that's a team that's in your weight class. You know, that's in your weight class. You should win that game. So they won that game. And then, you know, hey, Dallas, it really tough. Really tough. I thought the Giants had some opportunities. I thought a couple of poor officiating calls. I really thought there, you know, that pick they called on Shepard was horrific. I mean, that really momentum killer for the Giants. That obviously wasn't a penalty. I mean, even the you know, even the talking heads were in that. So, you know, we had a lot of but you know, the Giants, it wasn't a blowout. It was a decent game. So we'll see. We pick up the pieces. We get to play a pretty, you know, again, another team in their weight class that they should beat. It's, you know, here with a young, inexperienced quarterback. And, you know, look, the Giants defense, I am loving it because here you're getting a mismatch of guys. I mean, the Giants don't have a really legit middle linebacker. There was talk Blake Martinez might come back, a new contract, but that didn't happen, to rework the contract, but it didn't happen. So hey, Crowder, Mr. Irrelevant, making the most of his opportunity. I love it. We got to get some more, but I mean, hey, we're doing the best. I mean, the defense is keeping us in ball games. I mean, now just the offense. I mean, you know, hey, Kenny Galladay dropping passes, you know, and but hey, David Sills getting some playing time. Delaware God, just give a shout out, and of you know, and that hey, 2-1. I'm hoping today it's 3-1. It should be against the Bears. You know, we'll get into that. The Eagles, you know, hey, the Eagles are looking like, you know, the team in the NFC that, you know, the team to beat. I think, you know, and we'll see as the season wears on. I just think they're going to have to get more the running game involved a little more. But, you know, hey, and you guys know part of this show that I've been on the Jalen Hurts bandwagon since Jump Street, talking Nevada Nick and Stiz off the ledge week after week. And now all of a sudden everybody is, you know, on that bandwagon. I mean, let's, you know, I don't, I, let's, be honest, I think the Eagles are the top of the division and, you know, probably the top of the conference right now. They have one of the probably top five or six offensive lines in all football. And, they finally upgraded the receivers, or their number one anyway. So we'll go, man. You know, you're right, Anthony. We'll wait until they play a good team. But look, right now they're winning the games they're supposed to win. And and I always talk about, building blocks and stacking. And at some point, you keep stacking those wins, and eventually you wind up getting away from the pack. So, their schedule is going to get tough. I mean, you look, Sammy, I know you're going to get mad, but, they played a JV team last week. I mean, Carson Wentz, hey, he still got something there. There's still something there. I'm not going to, say that he's washed up, because, I mean, look at the offensive line. It's pretty patchwork at best. So, and that D line of the Eagles, they just put their ears back and they just let it go. We'll see. We'll see today. I mean, I think it's going to be a good game today with the Eagles. Look, Doug Peterson coming back to Philadelphia, where he did win a Super Bowl, and he's got that team. I mean, that team should have beaten the Redskins or Washington, whatever you want to call the Commies, whatever. But hey, they've got them playing really. He's got them playing really well, and. Oh, yeah, it might be a trap game. It could be, I think. But I think Jacksonville's going to be – they're going to be in their division is, look, the Colts got off to a sputtering start. Who else is in that division? I don't know off the top of my head. But, Tennessee kind of sputtering themselves. Let's just see where it winds up. I could see Jacksonville being around, like hovering around. I'm not going to go all the way all in and say, hey, they're a playoff team. No. I'm not doing that. But I am going to tell you that they are a team that is going to make some noise and be that team, like you said, Anthony, that's going to be a trap game on the schedule. So, we'll definitely see how that plays out. But it should be a good game today. I'm looking forward to seeing parts of that game. Obviously, I'll be watching the Giant game, but we'll see how they. I'll probably put up the split screen and see and watch some of the Eagles. We'll see how that works out, and go from there. So, look, the Washington team, they're still, there's a lot of work to be done with that football team, a lot. And the problem now they're running into is all those first round picks on that D line going to have to start getting paid, and some tough decisions are going to have to be made. And you haven't put enough pieces in place to show any results. So what do you do? And unfortunately, that's the problem. I think you see with some of these teams when they try to rebuild and go, my biggest fear with the Giants was, they had two first round picks, and I thought for sure trade one away, because at some point we're not going to be able to re-sign both those guys. We're not. So how is that going to work in you know, in 5 years when it comes to signing those guys, if they both work out. You hope they do. And we'll see. Thibodeau is getting his feet wet. You know, this will be game two for him, and game four for Neil. I mean, and hey, look, remember Andrew Thomas on the other side really struggled his rookie year, really took him some time to get. So Evan Neal, look, it's his third game in. Let's, you know, so pump the brakes on that. Let's see. Listen, Tony's been injured his whole time with the Giants. He's only played a couple of games total. I mean, and honestly, the Giants like Tony, they, for some reason they do. And they're in the building, not me. I personally think he's a one trick pony. But Galladay, look, we can't get rid of that dude. The cap hit, I mean, is killing us. And who's going to take any of that money? I mean, look, it's just going to be we already took what was it? $10 million cap hit to get rid of, was it Bradbury, the corner. So look, it's a tough decisions got to be made. And Galladay should be, you know, he should be paying the Giant fans. He should be standing at the entrance of Giant Stadium and handing out $20 bills, $100 bills to because he, you know, look, it should be part, you know, without calling the FBI on him for the amount of money he stole from the fans. Because let's face it. Those PSLs and go into owner's pocket, but your ticket prices, all that stuff you buy, that helps pay that salary. We're paying it as fans, and you know he should be giving us some of that money back because that's unacceptable. Unacceptable. You know, hey Kenny, why don't you go stroke a check down in Southwest Florida, man, and help those people out with all that that money you stole. You know, I mean, you're getting it doing nothing. And, you know, hey, key part in the game Monday night, and he drops the football. I mean, and you bitch, you want playing time, but look, they threw you the football. You dropped it, okay? We got to get somebody in there that can catch the football, plain and simple. And you're not a guy catching the football. You worked Dave Gettleman over. Dave Gettleman was, you know, I mean – he had sucker stamped on his forehead when it came to free agents. I mean, come on now. I mean, really, what, you know, he just signed big money deals and didn't care about the future of this football team. Otherwise, he would have fixed the offensive line first and foremost instead of drafting a running back. When, if you were part, you were thinking of the future of the football team, and in a quarterback heavy draft, you took the third pick and drafted a running back when you could have traded that pick and we would still be having draft picks from that. They would have backed up the Brinks truck for that. But instead, you know, we have Saquon Barkley. And, oh, it's great. He's, you know, we got Saquon of old. But guess what? The Giants don't pay running backs. They hardly pay anybody, first of all. But they're not. And what are you going to do? You're going to pay Barkley? Who else? Who are you going to pay? We are in cap hell right now. Okay? We can't sign those guys, unfortunately. So Barkley is – all he's doing is showcasing himself for – you know, for other teams and get a payday. And I hope it does because, you know, hey, I like seeing my team win. I don't care if we're going to be drafted in the, you know, in the teens, but, you know, hey, I like what the Giants are doing right now. And if, and, you know, just be prepared now. Now, you know what? I think Jones will be back on a one-year deal. I think they sign him on a one-year deal and go from there. I think they give him like a one-year, not this crazy money that he's getting on the that he would get as a franchise tag. No. I think they will say go out and find an offer. But no, he will be signed to backup money. He will get backup money to come and play for the Giants if he's still around. Because let's face it, that's all the Giants can afford, really, to be quite honest with you. I just don't think that's the that's where it's at, you know. So you know, we'll keep chugging along, and as of right now, I mean, I forgot to mention this. I'm sure obviously it's old news. Everyone knows that, you know, the Vikings and New Orleans are playing in London this morning. So yeah. And for some reason my TV froze. So, I have no idea what's going on. But I do have it, on the TV. I don't know what's going on, but hey, I'm still with you guys, so I haven't blinked in and out. Well, you know, really good, and really quick before I get back into the whole football thing, Anthony, I appreciate you chiming in. I love it. Thank you. Look, Aaron Judge hit 61 finally. I think finally over, but I think it's still that pressure to go 62, and hopefully they can get that game in New York today and he can do it at home, and get that 62nd home run, before they go out to Texas. And then, you know, Texas, he could bash, you know, three or four and, you know, winds up with 65 home runs or whatever, but happy to see that happen. Cause remember, I mean, you know, geez, it was Sanchez going to beat all these records, and where's he's in Minnesota, you know, and here Judge staying the course. And I have to say it, man, look, betting on yourself. I love guys who do that. And, you know, I'm really, you know, poo-pooing the Yankees for, doing what they did to Judge and stringing them along and doing all this BS. You should have paid the guy, because you told us as fans, well, we couldn't sign people because we got to pay Judge. Well, guess what now? Now you didn't pay Judge. And look, he's going to want $400 million. I mean, he's going to want more than Mike Trout, because Mike Trout's been injured most of the time and he making all that money. So, you know, so don't tell us that you did all these moves because you wanted to sign Judge and then Judge walks. Oh man, that's going to be ridiculous, man. Yeah, I'm telling you, he's a California kid, man. He'll be home. He'll play. You know, San Diego already came out and said they're going to throw a pile of money at him. You know, they're going to throw a pile of money at him. So. Look, he's a California kid. He's gonna go in and you know, they're gonna back up the Brinks truck. I hope he stays in pinstripes. I really do. And good for him and the success. But you know, hey, look, let's face it. The Yankees are gonna get into the playoffs and choke, because they didn't do what they needed to do with this lineup. And it's a shame, because look, you know, Judge could have probably be closer to 70 right now. Had they, you know, I mean, Donaldson, really? I mean, you know, and instead they're trouting up these young kids. I mean, they don't have to pitch to anybody. So it's kind of terrible. What's up? How you doing, Angela? I appreciate you jumping in. saying, hey, flying solo a little this morning, having having some issues with, you know, the deal with the aftermath of the hurricane and stuff. So, you know, we're muddling through. That's what we're doing. Just muddling through here. It's good. So we'll see. We'll get, talk a little Raiders. You know, I mean, you, man, it really tough stuff. Yeah, I don't think they could beat Houston in the playoffs either. I don't think so, man. Yeah, I'm muddling through. You know, we'll get to some Raider stuff. I'm gonna jump off this Yankee tangent here right now. Yeah, I mean, what's up with the Raiders? Because you went and signed the best receiver in the game right now, and I mean, because when you if you said this, you know, in the last couple of years, when you said who the best receivers in the game, I think it all that list always started with Davante Adams, and now he comes to the Raiders, and you're not hearing his name, and I you know, I just, and now, and I wonder, you know, Angela, you could tell me this, and I don't know about coaching. But did they sign Josh Daniels first, or did they make the trade for Adams first? Whichever happened first, I think that's what you have to look at, because if they've got the receiver first, because, you know, look, Josh Daniels runs that Tom Brady dink and dunk offense that made Tom so good. And I think that's part of the, you know, but the Raiders' philosophy is always going deep, you know, and I don't know. And you might be right. Maybe they did. I just don't know how that all that plays out. With that, it's going to be pretty tough, because, you know, I think that AFC West has just become, you know, a real dogfight. In, you know, you, all those teams are good. I mean, Russell Wilson in there all of a sudden elevated the Broncos, and I think the Raiders went from being like the number two behind the Chiefs to now being at the basement with the moves, and you know, they haven't been able to gain any ground on the Chiefs, and then everybody else just kind of jumping past them right now. And I think it's, you got, you know, it's going to take a little time too. I think, you know, obviously new coaching staff, learning the new system and whatnot, but we'll see. I right now, and getting that, you hope it can, they can get it turned around and make it a season out of it, hopefully. You know, and we'll just see how it plays out. You know, that's why they play them every Sunday night, or, well, every, now it's Thursday, Sunday, Monday. We'll see what that is, you know. So, but look, we are, I'm just muddling through this morning, a little partly cloudy, you know, talking a little football, getting ready for 1 o'clock, yes, exactly, you're right. I mean, because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter, you, at the end of the day, you're still bleeding silver and black. Doesn't matter what the record is, you still get up and you know, obviously, and I say this all the time, if you get the, you have to, and I'm calling it the Raider experience. You know, Angela, you guys, that you could sell tickets to non-Raider fans as the Raider experience, because that was an experience that you have to be part of to kind of understand. You don't really understand it. I don't think that those little clips on TV do it justice, of the amount of the way the Raider fan is with the makeup and the whole would I say pageantry of the tailgate because of what it is. I just mean, look, phenomenal time, and I'm gonna have to get my act together and do one out in Vegas. But last year, Giant Stadium, got to hang out with those guys. I had an awesome time. So really shout out to those guys. It was awesome. Had a great time. You should do a Raider experience. Put it on your bucket list. But yeah, you know, after the show, you know, I appreciate Phil and Jim's getting the shirt. Got to give them some love because, you know, but yeah, after the show, I'll go put all my Giants gear back on and get ready, get my stuff ready and get ready for game time, you know? So it's, but that's as fans that we do. That's what we do and how we do it. We'll see. I've got scheduled this year for myself is the Jacksonville game coming up towards the end of the month. Man, I can't believe we're in October already. Jeez, October. Man, we're into October. We're, starting, what are we starting? Week four of the NFL. So, man, whew. It's just cruising. We're already, that train left the station and man, we're at cruising speed pretty darn quick, man. So it's just flying by. So we'll see. But look, the Chargers starting to have some, and the Broncos all are a little bumpy. Kansas City, they hit a little speed bump. So it's one of those things where I just think that that division is really close. But I mean, when you look at it right now, I just think that the Raiders, in my opinion, I had them as the number two team in that division. And now with the moves and things, I just think they fell to the four spot. And it's really tough when you have Patrick Mahomes to have to face twice every year. So we'll see. And me as a Giant fan now, I have to say, oh man, we're going to have to face Jalen Hurts twice a year, because now all of a sudden he's becoming what I've been saying all along. He needs some time. He needs some time. And now you're seeing, that maturity of being a, starting quarterback in the NFL. Let's face it, that wasn't a number one pick. I mean, look, the kid went to Alabama and got pushed aside and went all he did was go to Oklahoma and almost win a Heisman. So, I mean, have some faith. Vicky, how you doing, sweetheart? How are you? Man, you guys are up early this morning getting ready out there for Raider Nation. Up and alive this morning. I love it, man. I'm partly cloudy this morning. I'm just muddling through it, man. I'm just assuming that Coach Billy had is a little more, he's got more of a storm going than myself, at least a little more. I'm a little closer to partly cloudy. That's why he's the no-show, and of course the professor, baby duty, we give him a pass. He may jump on or, Oh, man. Oh, give him some time. He's three games in. Give him some time. Rome wasn't built in a day. Rome wasn't built in a day, and I know it's we're in this, you know, win now, and there's no time to grow, and so I'm for giving a guy some time and let him, you know, it doesn't happen overnight, you know. I know it's been decades. Listen, I know it's been decades. And you know, because back up the Giants, you know, we're Tom Coughlin, and then all of a sudden Tom Coughlin leaves and the wheels fall off. And you know, and the Giant fan is clamoring for a win. But yes, and you go to a place like the Raiders, who haven't seen it since what, you know, do I say near the turn of the century time? Around that time, right, was the last time you made a Super Bowl appearance, early 2000s, right? Late 90s, maybe even. I don't know. All I remember is your center went down to Mexico and got all screwed up for that. Yeah, 02, there you go. All right, man. I'm good. There you go. So, but yeah, you're talking 20 years, and it's tough to come in and 20 years get that train has been going for 20 years, and to get that thing to slow it down and stop it so that you can kind of get the trash off and get some big. Yes, he's counting, and you know, get that trash off, and you know, trash by meaning, you know, get those guys that aren't part of your rebuild, and bring in, you know, and bring and get it going, you know, and you know, yes, it's. I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying, Vicky. I understand it, but it's tough to say. We're not there with the headset on. And here's the thing: I think the NFL should do. And here, I want full credit for this, by the way. So if the NFL steals my idea, I want full credit for this. But the NFL should do what NASCAR does. Sell headsets so that you can hear what your team is saying on the headset back and forth, communicating. So you can hear that. I'm just saying. I mean, and then I think it would give the fan a little more understanding of, instead of what the hell is he thinking, going for that field goal instead of, you know, because remember the Giants ran that BS by us fans about the headset wasn't working, the communication, whatever it was. So, you know, they couldn't get communicating, but it was never approved by the league, whatever the deal was. I just think it would be something that, and honestly, I don't think that the NFL would ever get to that, because I mean, look, the coaches keep their plays and stuff like they're carrying the nuclear launch codes. You know what I mean? And look, no joke. This is back in, you know, what was it? 2009, I think. When at Dell State, the offensive coordinator would literally give me this locked briefcase with thumb drive in it, this big, to go get it, you know, print out the call sheet for the game that morning. Print it out, laminate it, make sure, you know, and it had to be back in the case when I walked up to him in the open the case and give it to him. So, because God forbid you're walking through the hotel and someone sees that card with something on it, I mean, you would think that I was giving away the nuclear launch code, you know? And I literally joked about getting a handcuffing it to my wrist or something. And he was like, yeah, that's not a bad idea. You know, we might have to look into that, You know, you think do you think the campus police give us a set of handcuffs? I'm like, come on, man. But you know what I mean? That stuff would be, that's the way coaches think and go with. So, you know, they're not, you know, I don't think the NFL would ever get to being able to sit in the stands with your headset, with a headset on, and listen to the plays being called, you know, in that, which, but you know, I mean, they do it in those other leagues. They let us hear the play call and stuff. And I think that's why I like, I enjoy watching those leagues, because, you know, hey, I like seeing some of those guys trying to still get an opportunity, you know. So, but yeah, and we'll see, you know, go from there. I'm enjoying, you know, this season rolling. I can't wait to get, you know, just, you know, zone out and watching some football here in a couple hours. It's going to, you know, been a tough, rough week, for a lot of people, a lot more than me. But you know, my thoughts and prayers are with those guys, and listen, I say it again, you know, if you thinking about sending a donation somewhere, you know, look, the Red Cross, only about 30 cents every dollar you send goes to helping folks. You know, look, go Southwest Florida, look up one of those high schools, their athletic program is, they're going to need something, because, you know, to get back on track. So if you want, you know, like Port Charlotte, you know, I got ties there, you know, helping those guys out, and, you know, just driving by that place, you know, all the stuff, just, you know, I think their chute was all like just bent up on the ground. So, it's terrible how it all goes down, but you know, if you wanted to help out, that's my suggestion, is, you know, hey, find a local high school in Southwest Philly Southwest Florida, and, you know, help those guys out. Let's get, you know, cause let's get athletics back going. Cause that kind of helps, you know, it you know, helps lick those wounds a little bit easier when we get them kids out playing again, you know? So, yes, you look it up. Yes, the Red Cross, most of that money goes to paying their CEO and stuff, Vicky. Yeah, if you look it up, the Red Cross, only about 30 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to actually helping folks out. So, that's why, you know, hey, like I said, you know, if you can, you know, do that route, but anything, any help is help. So it is appreciated. So appreciate everyone. I appreciate everyone jumping in today, helping me out as I'm partly cloudy this morning, just kind of muddling through this, kind of rough, and we'll see everybody next week. Enjoy some football, have fun. And we'll be back next Sunday, same time, same channel. You know, peace out, everyone. Be safe, and we'll see everybody next week. Yeah, I know. Vicky, it is what it is. You know, that's the way it rolls, man. So, all right, everyone, have fun. We'll see you next week.